Elu shnei doris. That means Rashi says shnei doris means shonim shepreskum yodim mishas nedosei. These are the years that are paskin, how long you're supposed to live when you're born. Now zocha mashlimim loy. If you do schusim, you'll be zocha to live that long. Loy zocha person loy. If you don't do good, they'll take it away. So Rashi says zocha. Yeah, that's the first mandiyama. Mashlimim loy just means you'll live the amount of life. So that's the one shot, like it says in the Torah, Mashma, I won't add on more years. You'll only live out the life you're supposed to. Divrei Rav Akiva, that's Rav Akiva Shita. The Chachom Amorim Nechom say no. Zocha Moisifim Loi. If you zoicha, if you do mitzvahs, will be Moisifim Loi. We'll add on more years to your life. Like Yeshayo holds. So according to Chachomim, it's not a stira from the Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu said as Mispi Amecha Malei, he meant to say that if you're Zeicha, we'll add on years to you, to your life. Like Yeshayo said, Loi Zocha, a person that not Zeicha does Averis, is Pechson Loi. Because of the Averis or more, they take away your life. Make a shorter life. Omer Lo Rabbi Akiva, Harei Yewem, the Pesach says, V'yoysavti al Yomecha Chamesh Esra Shona. I, Yeshayo said, I'll add on 15 years, so Mashmi could add on. Avalahem, Mishaloi Haisifaloi. He added on from his own years, in other words, he took away from his own years to give away. Shrashi Mishaloi Haisifaloi. Elashem Etchiloi, he writes in Lifchois Mishonov. First, they wanted to take away from his life, so he added on 15 to his original span of life. In other words, they didn't really add on more years, just that they wanted to take away his life. That's why he got it back his 15 years that he's supposed to have. That's what it means. Chamesh Rezeshona Omalea Mishaloi Yasifaloi. It was his own years that they gave him back. Tei, there's a proof. Sherei Novi Oimed Umisnabe. The Novi said like this. Hinei Ben Noelud LeBeis David. Yishayo Shemoi. There'll be a son born to Beis David. They will be Shayo. Vadayin LeNoelud Menashe. And Menashe wasn't born yet. Trashi Sherei Novi Nisnabe. Bimei Yerovim. Shonim Arbe Koidim Hine Ben Elizabeth David Shayo Shemoi. Vishas Cholov Shachiskio, when Chiyos was sick, Hadaila Nel Menashe wasn't born yet. Shememenu Yotzi Shayo. Have Yoime Vishas Cholyov Gozu Lifchais Mishonov. Vishazacha Eshlimuloi. Smashu, that when he got sick, there was Xavier should die early. Later, when he got well, Masifun just means they gave him back his original life, how long are we supposed to live? But not that they added on more years than he was supposed to live. Because when a person is born, they tell you there's Mishmayim Beno, how long you're supposed to live. So Yeshayo was supposed to live a certain amount. Then he got sick, they're supposed to kill him earlier, 15 years earlier. Then Machmas Aschus, he was able to live another 15 years. But not a new 15 years, just he got back his original 15 years. That's what the Kiva Shita. That you only live what you're supposed to, you can't get more life. Rabbanu, what do Rabbanu do? Miksiv mechizkiyo lebeis dovid ksiv. To say from mechizkiyo lebeis dovid. Im mechizkiyo nil, im yin shachrini. Could either he was born from mechizkiyo, or else it could be min shachrini. Doesn't have to mean it came from mechizkiyo only. Yeah. Right. Now, the Mishnah says, ishtoi shemesa. It says all the aloch is, but if your wife dies, then the sister is muta to you. So Gemara says, So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Kan Shona Rebbe, here Rebbe learned that Mishnah Shena Tzricha. Really, our Mishnah is a Mishnah Shena Tzricha. We do not need our Mishnah. And Rashi explains, the Zil Kori Be Rav, Heviole Bechayeho, Shaloi Nesro Achoise Elo Bechayeho. Like, we don't need the Mishnah. It's Poshet, read the Chumash. In the Pasuk it says, you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. Bechayeh calls the man, your wife is alive. Mashma pshita, that when your wife dies, then you are mutter to marry your wife's sister. So you don't really need a Mishnah, it's pshita, just rilka the Pasuk, and you know it from the Pasuk. Now, Tosfos says, the Kasha and Rashi, that there are a lot of times the Mishnah brings down halachas that it says in the Pasuk openly. So what's such a Kasha over here? So Tosfos says that the pshat is, that Yevimta is a kasha. Like once the Mishnah already said by your own wife that when she dies you're allowed to marry your sister, Pshita, the same halacha applies by Yevimtoi, that when she dies, then you're allowed to marry her sister. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself by Yevimtoi? That's called the extra Mishnah. Right, Hadrin Alecho Hacholetz. Right, we'll stop here.
Yom by the fifth parak here. Daf Nun Nomer Aleph. Daf Nun. Yeah, back. Yeah. No. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein get acha get. If you give a get by Yevomo, and you give a second one a get, it means nothing. So he's saying a chiddush like this. Let's say your brother had two wives, and your brother dies, so the mitzvah is Yibam now. So we know, midiraisa, the mitzvah is to be miyabim, to make beer with one of them, or else give one chalitza. That's midiraisa. Midirabonin, there's such a thing, if you give one of them, get. So midirabonin, it's like you started to give chalitza, and it means something that you're also to marry her kroivim. It's as if you gave a chalitza, midirabonin, that she was like your relative, you can't marry any one of her relatives. So now, Gamliel says, "Ein get acha get." If you give a get to the first Yevamah, and then you go and give a second get to the second one means nothing. Like the Manashach. The first one did something, that's it. There's nothing left for the second one to do. Like Rashi says, set the first one, second one. "Ein get acha get." Means, "Shtei Yevamois liyodom echad. Me'ach echad." Your brother had two wives, and he died. Now, the one Yevam that's alive, the one brother that's alive, V'nosan get lezu, v'get lezu. He gave a get to the first one, and then he gave a get to the second one. So Lachar is when Gamliel holds, Einoi osa b'krei v'shniya. He is not osa to the relatives of the second one. Why? Because the get is not a get, the second one. Dikam mahani, if the first get helps like midrabonin, ho poka zika de tavayu. Midrabonin, we look as if there's no more zika. Like midrabonin, we look as if when he gave a get to the first one, it's like you gave a chalitza. So there's no more zika to the second one, it means nothing to get. Vevikamagarish nochris, it's like you're giving a get to a stranger, which means nothing. Vikam loyahani, lemidchi, if the first one does not help, the get like midrabonin, a get means nothing. Is basra namaloyahani, the second one also means nothing. Vihilkach lav gerushosahi, therefore the second one is not called like your gerusha. And therefore you're allowed to marry her sister, her mother, she wasn't your wife. So Rashi says, "V'chein shnei yevomin liyevom achas." It'll be the same case if there are two brothers alive, and only the brother that died only had one wife. But there are two brothers alive now. V'nosan zeget v'zeget. At first, the first brother gave her a get, and then the second brother gave her a get. Is achronei neklum? The second brother that gave the second get means nothing. It's as if he did nothing. And that's the chiddush u'muta v'kroy v'seho, that he's allowed to marry now her sister or kroyvim. For a time of capricious, like we just said, from Gamliel holds that there's a din of ein get acha get. Means when you give one get, that's it. Midrabbonin, he's mesupik if a get is kroyner or not. But if it is, it's like he gave chalitza. So when you give chalitza to one, you're finished. Giving chalitza to the second one means nothing. Here also, you give a get to the second one, it means nothing. For loymai, the Mishkel's vayta, loymai maracher maimer, the same thing. Midrabbonin, there's such a thing, you can make maimer. Maimer we always had is, you make kedushin. Instead of making yibum, instead of making bia with your brother's wife, after your brother died, the mitzvah's yibum, instead of making bia, you make a kedushin. Midiraisa, when you give her the kesef of kedushin, it means nothing. Midiraisa, there's no kedushin by your brother's wife. Either you miyabim her, you have bia, or else it's nothing. Midirabonin, though, there's such a thing as making kedushin first. So if you make kedushin with one, and then you make kedushin with the second one, again, in the case where your brother had two wives, and your brother died, so the second kedushin means nothing. That you made maimer with the second one means nothing. And therefore you're allowed to marry her sister, her mother, you have no relationship with her. To say the svara, if the first maimer is kinder, considered like you made a beer with her midrabonin, so the second one is not a zikr anymore, there's no din kedushin at all with the second one. And our Mishnah goes now according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, that Rabbi Akiva holds by chayvi lavin, kedushin is not tofas. So therefore, if you give one maimer, some of the rabbanon, it's like that's the one that you miyabim, and the second one now is a la below yivna. The second one you're not allowed to marry. So therefore, if you make a maimer with the second one, it's like a chay v'lavin, and the kedushin is not chal. Therefore, the second maimer is not chal at all. That's from Gamliel Shita. Vaita v'loy bila acha bila. The same thing. If you make bia with one, you miyabim one, you mekayim the mitzvah. Now the second one is a lab of Loyivna, the second one. You can't live with the second one. If your brother had two wives and you're miyabim one of them, so you did the mitzvah. The second tzorah is a lab of Loyivna. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Kiva holds by chai v'lav and kedushin is not chal. So therefore, if you make a bia now with the second one, it's mamish nothing. She's a chayvi lavin to you, kedushin of that chal. Now, the last thing is, v'loi chalit, tzacha chalitza. That's pshita. Like again, when your brother had two wives, and your brother died, and you gave the first wife chalitza. So midiraisa, it's very good. You gave the chalitza, you stopped the whole zika. There's no more relationships here. They're both out, they're not, they have nothing to do with you anymore. Now when you go and give the second one chalitza, it means nothing. She's not a yevamer anymore. It's not called a chalitza. The isha is not called a relative of yours. You're allowed to marry her sister. She's allowed to marry a kohen. The second chalitza means nothing. That's called b'lei chalitza, ha chalitza. This is Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Like Rashi was mazbul seen in the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel holds a monashach. Either first get, either it's koina, and therefore the second ones mean nothing, or else the first one is not koina, and the second one is also not koina. Same thing by the maimer. The Mishnah says though, v'chacham maimrim, v'chacham argue and say no. V'chacham maimrim, yesh get, acha get. Chacham say no, if you give a get to the first yivama, and then you give a get to the second one, both of them mean something. And the svara is pshita. Because we're saying now, when you give a get to the first Yivama, midiraisa get means nothing. What is a get going to do with Yibam? Midiraisa, you have to give the chalitza. So you only gave her a get. Some of the Rabbanan is called something. But the second wife, the second, your brother's second wife, is still zakat to you. There's still a zikat Yibam. You didn't take off the zikat. Get means nothing. So therefore, if you give a get to the second one, since there's still zikat there, the get to the second one also means something. Therefore, v'chom moimrim, yeis get, acha get. If you give a get to the first yivama, and then you give a get to the second yivama, like both gets mean something. What if they mean something? But the rabbonin, it's like she was your wife, and now you're offer also to a kreivos. You can't marry their sisters, you can't marry the kreivim. That's called yeis get, acha get. V'yeis maimer, acha maimer. The same thing applies by maimer. If you made kedushin with one of your brother's wives, okay, midiraisa means nothing. Midiraisa kedushin is nothing by Yivama. You have to make bia with them. So midiraisa, the second wife, is still zakuk libim to you. So therefore, if you give maimer to the second wife, it's also chal midrabbana, the din maimer, because she's still zakuk to you. So now midrabbana is like you're married to both of them. So good, you can't live with either one of them. You have to, we'll soon see what you have to do. You have to give them both a get. But I call upon him, it's called you had relationships with both of them, and therefore both of them is considered like your wife, Midrabbanin, that you also with all the Kraven. That's the Chacham Shita. Avoloyach Abila, Voloyach Achlitza Klum. That the Chacham also agree, that when your brother had two wives, if you make a bia with one of them, that's it. You're Makayan de Mitzvah Yibum. The second wife has nothing to do with nothing to do with you anymore. She's not your Yavamer anymore. And again, our Mishnah is going to come to Rabbi Kiva Shita that Chai V'Lavin is not Tophos Kedushin. So the second wife now is a Chai V'Lavin to you. Ein Acha B'Yeklum. If you do anything with the second one, is not Chal. And the same thing after Chalitza. If you gave one of your brother's wife Chalitza, that's it. Midiraisa Chalitza to one helps. That they're finished. There's no more Zika. She has no more relationships to you anymore. And now there's only a lav of Layivna, that you're not allowed to live with either one of them. And according to Rabbi, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that Chai V'Lav and Kedushin is not Chal, therefore V'Loi Acha Chalitza Kulum. If the Chalitza, nothing is doing, if you make a Kedushin on the second one, it's not Chal, you don't have to give her a get, nothing is doing after Chalitza. Now the Mishnah explains this. Ketzet, how does it work out? Ketzet. Also Maimah B'Yavimtoi. Let's say you made a maimer with one of your brother's wives. Again, your brother died, he had two wives. So now the mitzvah Yibum on one of them. And you went and made a maimer to one of them. V'nosan lo get. And then you gave her a get. So what's the locha? Tzricha mena chalitza. Still, you have to make chalitza. This is midiraisa. Because what you do so far, you gave maimer, you were mekadish one of them. Midiraisa, that means nothing midiraisa. You can't be mekadish yivama. You have to make bia. Midrabbonin, the maimer means something. Midrabbonin, you have kedushin with her. So what do you have to do now? You have to give her a get to take away the kedushin of the kedushin of the rabbonin of the maimer. But midiraisa, you still have to give her a chalitza. She's still yivama. You didn't do anything. That's the locha, ketzet, also maimer b'yivimta. If you give you one yivama maimer, or this could even be a case of lav dafka two wives. This could be the normal case. Your brother died and he only had one wife. So now what does the other brother do? If he gives a maimer, so what he has to do is v'nosan lo get, and he also gave her a get, he has three chemen chalitza. He has to have chalitza. Yeah. But like Rashi said, the chiddush here is though v'imrotza lichnais layichnais. But if he wants to make bia, now he can't do it anymore. Since he gave her a get, his first he gave her maimer, and then he gave her a get. Once you give her a get, midrabbanan, it's like you started chalitza, so you're not allowed to make yibum anymore. Therefore, what you have to do is give a chalitza. It starts to mean that the chiddush in the Mishnah tzricha men a chalitza. What about also maimer? Let's say first you made maimer with your brother's wife, and then the chalitza. You didn't make yibum, but you gave a chalitza. Good, okay, you're making the mitzvah, the raisa, the chalitza helps, but still, the Mishnah says, tzricha menu get, you have to still give her get, because midrabonan, the first maimer, was kedushin, so midrabonan, you're makudish to her. Chalitza doesn't take away kedushin, chalitza only takes away the mitzvah, the raisa of the zika, but not the kedushin of the rabbonan. Therefore, tzricha menu get, you still have to give her get to free her. What about also maimer obol? Again, normal case, your brother died, one wife. First you gave the kedushin, and then you obol her. You did the mitzvah. Yibum, the Mishnah says, harei zuki mitzvosa. That's taka the mitzvah. Now we'll see in the Gemara that even though midiraisi, you don't have to do a maimer. Midiraisi, you could just go ahead and make beer with her. But midirabonon, though, that's the nice thing to do. Midirabonon is a nice thing that first give a kedushin, don't just live with her right away, and then you make beer with her. The Mishnah says, harei zuki mitzvosa, this is the mitzvah. So Rashi speaks out, it means afsu mitzvah, it is also the mitzvah. But you did also the right thing here. If you wanted to, you could have just made bia, but now that you made maimer first, that's also good. Afsu ki mitzvah. Now, what about nosan get? Let's say first you gave your brother's wife, you gave your yibama get. So midirais means nothing to get, you're not married to her. Midirais you have to give either yibam or chalitza. But midirabonon though, get is like you started to make chalitza. So since you started to make chalitza, the din is now, you're not allowed to be miyabim anymore. Now, also, nosan get, you gave her a get. V'yosa maimer, and afterwards you made maimer kedushin with her. So locher is tzricha get. You have to give her now another get to take away the maimer. With the rabbonin, the maimer is kedushin. So you have to give her a get to take that away. V'chalitza, you also have to give a chalitza. Because midiraisa, she's still yivama. Midiraisa, the get and the maimer means nothing. So you still have to give a chalitza. But yibum, you can't do anymore. Since you gave her a get, midirabbonin, it's like you started chalitza, you can't be miyabmer anymore. Mishnah says weiter, nosan get, let's say first you gave your yivama a get. Ubal, then like you did it chorus in Aveira now, that you made bia right away. But since midirabbonin, you gave her a get, you're not allowed to make bia. You have to give a chalitza. So what's the din? The din is tzricha get. You have to give her a get right now. Because even though Boal, you made bia with her, which is a kedushin, which midiraisa taka, now she is your wife. As midiraisa, the first get means nothing. So Boal, when you made yibum with her right now, she is your wife completely, 100%. So therefore, tzricha get, like midiraisa, you have to give her a get now. Because she's your wife. V'chalitza. Midirabonon, though, you have to give the chalitza, though, in this case. Because since you first gave her a get, so midirabon is like you started chalitza, that you're not allowed to make yibum. So if the rabbonim wants you to give a chalitza, if we have to give a chalitza. Taita. What about nosan get? Let's say you gave your brother's wife, you gave the yivama a get. V'cholatz. And then you gave a chalitza. So that's also finished. The din is, ein acha chalitza klum. That's it. Nothing else after chalitza. Once you gave a chalitza, that's it. And the case is nafkamina, we'll see in the Gemara, in a case where your brother had two wives. So if he gave one of them chalitza, that's it. Ein acha chalitza klum. You can't do anything more after chalitza. Whatever you do to the second wife means nothing. What about cholatz v'yosa maimer? Let's say you made chalitza, and then you also made maimer. So you gave chalitza, cholatz v'yosa maimer, and then you made maimer. Nosan get, Sarash learns it means oi nosan get, or else she gave a get after chalitza. These are all different cases. Cholat, the first she gave chalitza. Now v'yosa maimer, then you gave a kedushin to rabbonin, or else nosan get, then you gave her a get. Uboal, or else you had bia. So the klal is, since she gave chalitza first, ein acha chalitza klum, all these things mean nothing. The Rashi says, oi bol acha chalitza, ein e klum. All these things mean nothing. Kidatoni v'seifa, ein acha chalitza klum. Shein maimer rubia, toifsim bo acha chalitza. Because once you gave the Yavama Chalitza, that's it. Midiraisa, you took away the Zika, and now there's a lav not to live with her anymore. Kivan Shalaybona, Shuvla Yivna. Since you didn't make Bia first, you're not allowed to live with her anymore. And again, like Rashi said, we were said that our Mishnah Krebi Kiva. Our Mishnah goes according to Krebi Kiva. To those Vachai, Velavin, Kedushin is not Chal. So therefore, once you gave the Chalitza, now she's a Chai Velavin to you. The Maimim means nothing, the Bia means nothing, and the Get means nothing. You don't have to do anything else. What about the Mishnah says, Oy Boal, let's say first you made Bia. So you Miyabim her. V'yosa Maimer. And now, with one Yavama, you Miyabim. When your brother died, he had two wives. One wife you made be, you mekayim the mitzvah. Now, v'yosa maimer. Then with the second wife you gave a maimer. Or else nosan get, v'cholatz, or else you gave a chalitza, the klal is ein achachalitza klum. That's going back to the ratio that once you give chalitza, nothing happens afterwards, and the same thing on the safe after bia. Since you made bia with the first one first, you mekayim the mitzvah yibum. Now there's a lav on the second one. Is the same klal ein acha bia klum. After the made bia on the first one, the second one now is a chai v'lavin to you. So according to Rabbi Kiva, nothing happens with her. If you make maima with her, you give her a get, you give her a chalitza, none of it is chal. It's like you didn't do it. And therefore, if you want to marry her kreivim are still mutter to you.